Good morning and welcome to a Monday Food for Thought here on KKCQ. Joining us in the studio with our monthly MCCL update is Todd Lundell. And Todd, good morning. And,
yes, good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
You too, yes.
Well, you have a few things to talk about. I know one of them is the pro-life march and rally coming up in just under 2 weeks in
Correct.
Boston.
Yes, yes. But I want to back up on some other dates, Tom, and just share with you that the public's invited. Thursday the 19th at 7 o'clock, our Chapter 45, we meet at Mount Carmel in McIntosh. And if you want to just come check out what we do, why we're involved, why we care, just some of the simple things that we do and get involved in throughout the year, whether it's parades or fair booths or just coming to a march like we're going to do in a couple weeks. So that's at 7 o'clock, Chapter 45 meets. And I want to read my mission statement there, our mission statement, so you understand kind of why we do that, okay? It goes like this, Chapter 45. We are a Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life, and we invite you to listen as we endeavor to speak for those who can't speak for themselves. The preborn children of America, we do not intend to deceive or mislead you. We intend to only speak up for the life of our precious preborn children and to be the voice of those who have no voice. So that's kind of what we meet. We meet monthly every third Thursday, 7 o'clock at Mount Carmel, unless it's a change, we would inform you. But it's something to just come check out, and we'd love to have you come there. Also, I'd like to share Saturday the 21st, which has been mentioned by Leroy Sunbaum, good friend of mine, that at the Catholic Church at 10 o'clock, there'll be an informative meeting on what's going on at the state, probably what's going on at the nation. And speakers there will be State Representative Steve Green and, again, Leroy Sunbaum, informing us on the things that were passed on to us this fall at the rally here. But the more we learn, the more we know. And sometimes we're not told that publicly. But our heart is to reach out for the lost little babies and to reach out to save some babies, okay? And the other one that's at the state capitol, I know down in St. Paul when we used to live down there, that was a big part. That's Sunday, January 22nd at 2 o'clock. And that's a march around the capitol, and then they've got a program there. But it's trying to stop abortion on demand, which is continuing to get deeper and deeper in Minnesota. So that's the capitol one. And then today, I want to get to the one if I can find my notes here. Yeah, there it is. In Faustin, I'm honoring to be part of this and leading it. We will be starting with the commercial. We'll be starting at the former Paliubicki's parking lot right next to Hugo's there, and we'll march and we'll go towards the stoplights, go north, and then we will end up at New Journey Church. You can come there at 10 o'clock. You can bring a sign that's friendly, and we'll have signs for you, too. But I would ask that you dress appropriately, and if you're not able to walk, you can surely come meet us at the church. Come there about 10:15, New Journey Church, and the program will start approximately 10:30 or there close to, okay? Speaking there will be State Representative Matt Grossel on the topics, all right? And from Chapter 45, President Mike Brouse will be sharing updates on what's going on. So come, there'll be fresh, warm coffee. There'll be a small lunch there. And this is just what we do. We want to inform the people in the Faustin area and down Highway 2. It's almost like we're marching down Highway 2, Tom.
Yeah.
Yes. And one other thing I'd like to share, we have our newsletter out. It's better off if I read it. I put something in there, why I march.
Sure.
Because sometimes we don't know. I don't want to go join a march. I'm a little scared, but, you know, we have a wonderful time, and here's what I wrote. I'll read it. I did that all that without my glasses. Here we go.
That's pretty good.
Yes. On January 22nd, 1973, I was 15 years old. Roe versus Wade was passed, and it made abortions legal. I couldn't drive, and I couldn't even vote at that age. Yet I asked many of the local churches how this could have passed or got overturned. Where were the churches across the nation? So for 30 years, I continued to pray, and I would get that it would get overturned. Still today, I'm praying. yet involved with MCCL parades, Mother's Day corsages, fair booths, and yes, leading and being involved with these marches. I march and lead marches today simply to promote the sanctity of life. It's a march for life to silently remember those young ones who have lost their lives through abortions. Also that the babies of today would come to full term and be born. Our God, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, is pro-life. I believe we are to follow in His footsteps. Sometimes the march is pictured in the newspapers. One year the title was that I was leading a protest. I'm holding a sign reading, God is pro-life. I ask myself, how can that be protesting? I just want to take back what was taken from us. I hardly call that a protest. We march silently remembering each child that was aborted. Also for the mothers and fathers and mothers-to-be to keep their babies. We pray this state and nation will someday agree with us. In the book of the Bible in Jeremiah, it says this, 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. Consecrated means you are important and sacred. This is why I march for all the babies. They are God's precious gifts to us. Would you someday consider joining a march in your area? And that's what I wrote. It's just from my heart. I wanted to share that.
You brought up a good point there, Todd, as far as marching is concerned, and you used the word protest, and some people combine the two, but that's not the case here. It's not a protest.
It's not a protest. It seems like a protest. We just march silently, and we pour out our hearts, and I know that we got people bathing this in prayer, Tom, as we march. It's just the awareness of what we want. My heart cares for these little babies. Here's a picture of my kids, grandchildren, look at them all, huh? I love every one of them.
Holy cow.
They all used to be babies, and I love every one of them. I have 11, and my wife and I are expecting, not us, let me correct that on the radio, another grandchild. So it'll be 12 in August. And we pray for healthy babies, and they're just wonderful. They're all uniquely made, and we believe they're created by God.
Well, that's awesome.
God is pro-life. He really is. And that's what I wanted to share today, information. And you have my phone number, and it's advertised. And anybody that's got other questions about this, well, by all means. So I just asked you to check it out. Get involved. You might want to bake a pan of bars. You might want to just be praying for us. There's so many opportunities to just simply get involved. And you know, you've seen Allison with her beautiful Speak for Life. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to listen to, too, on the birth of a baby growing. And I want you to think about babies. Babies that are born, they're miracles. We're all little miracles that come down the birth canal, and that birth canal is so special.
And you mentioned the meetings in McIntosh, the third Thursday of every month. So we have one coming up this coming Thursday, January the 19th. Attend one of those meetings.
January 19th. That's just a personal meeting where we all get together.
Right.
Yes, it's our chapter, and we kind of plan out what we're going to do. It's very, very simple, and we people head up different things. Part of it's advertising or reaching out, and just to set up this march was one thing.
Right.
During the summer, we probably will set up in the parade, the 4th of July parade, or whatever day that falls on. But just you'll see a float or something like that, maybe handing out water or candy or stuff like that. But it's just the awareness of this chapter, Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life. And it's hard to believe it's been the 50th year on this, and I was young. I was young back then, and I don't know how old you are, but I still remember that and talking to my mom. And I believe we should be doing it peacefully and lovingly, and it's what God would want. He's our creator.
Yep. I was 12 years old, but I do remember when it happened, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Well, we've got Todd's phone number here if anybody needs it, and also Eileen's phone number in regard to that meeting on the 19th. But Todd Lundell, our guest on Food for Thought, anything else to share?
Just in case I didn't say it right, the Bagley... It's not having a march. It's just
right.
the meeting. I don't know if I said that right. I can't remember. But there's a lot. They're just having an informative meeting there at the Catholic Church, not a march this year, okay? And just, I appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thanks, Todd. Have a good day. And thanks again to Todd Lundell, our guest on Food for Thought this morning, talking about the pro-life march and rally that is coming up on Saturday, the 28th in Fauston. And we've got all the details here at the radio station, and we'll be announcing them on our community calendar. Next up on Food for Thought, we'll have our monthly conversation with Clearwater County Sheriff Darren Halverson tomorrow. So tune in for that. Food for Thought here on KKCQ.